This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, how many of you drink Moscow Mules? Have any of you guys ever had a Moscow Mule? I did when I was up in Montana. It's kind of yummy. A little strong for my taste, all right? But, you know, because I'm not really a big wine drinker or, you know, vodka drinker or anything like that, or beer drinker. But a Moscow Mule basically is vodka. It's a ginger beer, kind of like a spicy ginger beer. And then we throw some lime juice in it, okay? Back in my bartending days. And so the Moscow Mule, kind of yummy drink, but what you do is you serve it in a copper mug. And it is a very cool looking drink. You got the lime on there. It's in a copper. It's called a Moscow Mule. And now we're being told that these copper cups could make you sick. According to health officials in Iowa, the state's Alcoholic Beverages Division made the declaration after examining the poisonous nature of copper and copper alloys mixing with food. According to the FDA's Administration Moral Food Code, copper is prohibited from coming into direct contact with foods that have a pH below 6.0. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I thought copper pans are the best to cook on. They are pretty good at cooking on because you're not getting a lot of the metal into your body. However, we're being told that if it's a low pH or acidic, like below 6, neutral is 7, so anything below 6 is pretty acidic, that may not be good. They said liquids with a pH below 6 include vinegar, fruit juice, and wine. Cocktails like the Moscow Mule are widely served in copper mugs, and they have the lime juice. And lime juice definitely is below 6.0 pH. So the warning comes as the Moscow Mule has risen in popularity with social media users who like posting pictures with the attractive mugs. According to Alcoholic Beverages Division statement, they say when copper and copper alloy surfaces contact acidic foods, the copper may be leached into the food. Hence, people could get copper poisoning, stomach pains, diarrhea, vomiting, even yellowing of the skin. So the health warning says, does note that copper mugs that have an inner lining using a different metal like nickel or stainless steel are probably safe to drink from. So Moscow Mules, it's just one of those beverages that I guess it's tangy. I don't know how to describe it. It's just different. And they probably give one heck of a buzz. I've never drunk a whole one. But think about it. If you got vodka, how much vodka do we usually do? So usually, okay, if I made it, it would probably be about a shot and a half, then maybe about a half cup of the beer, and then I would top it off with some lime juice. Like about, I don't know, a few tablespoons worth, kind of. And so you just kind of mix it based on your hand and the time you have your hand. So it's a pretty highly alcoholic drink. So, careful with the copper. I know. People have asked, what's the healthiest drink to drink? I don't know. Some people say beer helps with their digestion. People talk about wine and the resveratrol. I don't know. I guess, you know, ask these centenarians what their drink was. I mean, we talked about Queen Elizabeth. She likes her Dubonnet and gin. So that's got to be working for her. Man. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There's a chip that reprograms cells that helps healing. And scientists have created this electronic wafer that was able to reprogram damaged skin cells on a mouse's leg to grow new blood vessels and help a wound heal. Creator Shandan Sen hopes that one day this could be used to treat wounds on humans. They say it's a long way off, as are many other regeneration technologies. And some scientists have begun trying to directly reprogram one cell type into another for healing, while others are attempting to build organs and tissues from stem cells and organ-shaped scaffolding. So that's going to be the big key. How to do a transplant, or how to give a person tissue that they need without them rejecting it. We need to autologously make this stuff, meaning coming from yourself. So autologous transplants, or taking your stem cell, making a new organ, putting it back into yourself, is going to be unlikely to be rejected like somebody else's kidney or somebody else's, piece of liver. So this could be pretty cool. Now, in order to, graft skin, it's got to grow new blood vessels. Okay, it's got to provide warmth. It's got to also, hopefully allow, most skin grafts are scar tissue. But if we could have skin that has sweat ducts, I mean, what does skin do? The primary role of skin is to do what? Tan. No, it's not to tan. The primary role of skin is to keep fluids in your body and to protect the inner part of the body from getting, from bacteria and stuff from getting into the blood system. Have you ever kind of, let's say, scratched off part of your skin and then it feels really dry really quickly? Your skin's main job is to hold in the moisture. If you lose your skin, you dehydrate. That's why burn victims are, kept in the hospital, even the ICU, and given fluids, because that skin isn't keeping their fluid in. That's also why we give burn victims antibiotics, because now they have an entryway for bacteria to come in. But also, skin helps regulate your temperature. It helps keep you cool with sweat. It helps prevent other pathogens from bothering you with hair. And, there's a variety of other fascinating things that skin does. Plus, skin houses good bacteria. You need a lot of good bacteria, like Staph epidermidis, to, keep other bugs away. So you have a scar tissue. Good bacteria can't colonize and sit on that. So this could be some pretty, pretty cool stuff. I'm excited. And if they could even later make full limbs with this little electronic wafer, yeah, that's some fascinating stuff. Apparently, they took mice with damaged leg arteries, placed the chip on the skin near the damaged artery, reprogrammed a centimeter or two of skin to turn into blood vessel cells. I mean, fascinating stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt.
But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Maria writes, this is embarrassing. Every time I have a new boyfriend, he stops wanting to sleep with me a few months in. My current boyfriend loves me, but isn't as horny as he used to be. But it's not just him. Do men have drops in sex drive? So she goes on to say that, you know, she's making sure it's not an issue with her. She's going to the gynecologist, you know, and nobody's being honest with her if it is her or something going on in bed or vaginal discharge or whatever. But this isn't the first time I've heard people talk about this. You know, we always talk about women's sex drive dropping. And I told you that I have my theory on that, where what ends up happening is, when you look back to caveman days, every time I need an answer on why we have a certain bodily function or why we have a certain behavior, I go back to caveman days to kind of figure out, you know, what our bodies were designed to do. And so for a female, right, she started menstruating when she was 12, 13, 14 years old. That's when her hormones started to rage. She would get pregnant after she had as many young as her body deemed fit. Usually by the time she was in her 30s, sex drive would drop because it wasn't as healthy for her, for her other offspring as well, for her to be pregnant. And so so advanced maternal age would put her at risk and could put the fetus at risk and maybe even her other children at risk, because a fetus that's born with issues then takes resources away from the other kids. So there was, I believe, some evolutionary drive for women. Once their childbearing was supposed to stop, their sex drive dropped. Okay? And that could just be a generality, or it could be an individual thing where, and I'm not saying just because somebody's sex drive drops, they're going to have a child that has a disability, but they have increased risk of that happening, Down syndrome, etc. So that was my thought. But, you know, what about guys? Now, we're talking about a young lady who has relationships, and a few months in, the sex slows down. Well, that's normal. I mean, we've assumed that to be normal. But why? You know, you see this in the movies. You know, guys, even if they're tired of their current girlfriend, they'll still be able to have sex. You know, and guys or girls still would, I guess, find porn attractive or something. So what could be going on? So, again, every time I have to answer a question, I go back to caveman days. So let's say you have a gentleman who is supposed to father your children. And he wants to have sex with you all the time. Well, after a while, in caveman days, you got pregnant, right? And so, by 3 months in, there's a very good chance you got pregnant if you were having daily and multiple daily sex. And so, maybe there is some evolutionary instinctive impulse to pull back a little bit because, are you able to have sex with somebody over and over and over again for years on end, or does it slow down? And when does it slow down? And I'm wondering if that could be when it happens, usually a few months in. Because let's say somebody did get pregnant day one. If she got pregnant day one, she wouldn't notice it for at least a month. And symptoms might not start till 6 to 8 weeks in. Morning sickness coming at the end of the first trimester. So by the three-month mark, as if somebody was pregnant. And it wasn't in nature's best interest for you to continually have sex with a pregnant person. Now, you can have sex with somebody pregnant, and it should not hurt the baby. But we have some women at risk for miscarriage that we tell them no sex. You know, avoid uterine activity. And so in order for that pregnancy to stay viable and for that baby to live and reach maturity, there has to be both parties in agreement with the holding off of the sex. And so I'm wondering if sex drive for men does start to go down. Could it be the idea that somebody's pregnant? Could it be, I don't know. Now, what about the newness, all right, and the excitement? For anything, with the exception of you being addicted to something, okay, there will always be a, quote-unquote, getting sick of something. I could eat so much chocolate if I wanted to that I would be sick of chocolate. Now, I'd only be sick of chocolate for about a week, probably at the most, then I'll go back to it. But even something you really, really love, you could get sick of and say, nah, nah, no more. And so I think a lot of people, when it comes to relationships, and in the olden days, when you waited till you got married, okay, you didn't have sex until you got married, right? So what ended up happening was then that wedding night, and then for a few weeks in, you know, you went crazy. And very easy to become pregnant at that time. So my guess is that could be what's going on. If there is an issue with guys where a few months in, and again, I'm not a guy. You know, I only know about this academically and from patients, etc. And my husband, I don't know. He's always had us, I don't know. We just saw Wonder Woman. So his sex drive is fine for months on end. By the way, Wonder Woman was a good movie. I think they did a good job. Usually DC Comics are more dark than Marvel. So don't expect it to be a comedy like, you know, Iron Man and things like that. But I got to admit, I thought they did a very good job with the movie. I thought Gadot did a phenomenal job being Wonder Woman. So if you guys do want to see that movie, I think it's good. We were talking about, one of you had talked about the 19-year-old that had sex with Usher and is suing them for possible herpes. Why did she, I don't know how to word this as delicately as I can, but why would she sleep with somebody she didn't know at the age of 19? And, the idea of sleeping with a celebrity is, I guess, something I would have never really thought of at that age. I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, you're cute. Maybe I'll go to second base with you, but I'm not going to sleep with you. You know, I had the biggest crush on Michael Jackson growing up, right? Okay, we all did. Michael Jackson, Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, MacGyver. I had the biggest crush on Richard Dean Anderson. Bo Duke of the Dukes of Hazzard. I had a crush on him. Who else did I have a crush on? Let me see here. So, but I would have never, even with my upbringing, I'd be like, no, I wouldn't have sex with him. And so, we talked about the story where Usher is being sued by multiple women because his private court records got released, admitting that he had herpes, and I guess he had slept with people not telling him he had herpes. So now he could be dealing with multiple million-dollar lawsuits. And we talked about yesterday, which is why some of the listeners had written, we talked about yesterday on promiscuity and, if you're going to have sex with somebody, you need to use condoms. But even if they did use condoms, you could still get herpes from somebody who's using condoms. But, the idea of you getting called by a celebrity's manager and then being called by the celebrity for them to hook up with you in their hotel room. And again, what is Usher doing? He's taking a stranger who, I don't know if she was a virgin or what, but there was some irresponsibility on both sides, both people's parts, but it's, this is the day and age we're living in. It's this YOLO, you only live once. We were talking about millennials. And we were talking about how, you know, it's not so much about saving for retirement. It's about how they want to live their current life. You know, I mean, when we were growing up, it's, well, we got to get a good job so we could retire. We got to start saving for retirement. It's all about, we need to make sure we have a solid job for when we're old. It's all about this planning, et cetera. But a lot of the millennials are more of the, yeah, I'm going to save, but I'm going to save for my current lifestyle. I'm going to save for, you know, what my current life is going to be. And somebody being able to sleep with a good-looking celebrity like Usher is probably something on their bucket list. And so, it doesn't shock me, but it's frightening that this is the type of, this is where sex has gone to. You know, so with Maria, my current boyfriend loves me, but he's not as horny as he used to be. You know, how many boyfriends are you having? How many times are you having sex? You know, it sounds like you're going through a boyfriend every few months, and it just, I don't know how happy you're going to be. You know, maybe we need to go back a little old school. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is frightening. They say colon cancer deaths are rising among younger adults, and nobody knows why. Remember we talked about this about a year ago? They say adults in the United States are dying from colon and rectal cancers at an increasing rate about the age of 50, when it used to be something that would affect people in their 60s. So routine screening was recommended once you turn 50, unless, of course, it's in the family. And then we used to recommend about 20 years prior, and now we're recommending 10 years prior to somebody in the family having cancer. We may need to lower that and bring that number down. Because if routine screening isn't recommended for most people until they're 50, and we're seeing more and more of these cancers in younger adults, obviously they're more advanced stage and more deadly, we need to step on it. You know, this is another similar problem we're seeing with prostate cancer. If you're going to get the low
risk prostate cancer. I know that kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but basically the slow-growing prostate cancer that probably won't kill you, you'd probably die of something else, you know, before you're 90 or 100, than the prostate cancer. Yeah, we probably don't need to screen everybody for it. But if you are at risk for the aggressive, nasty prostate cancer, you want to catch that sucker early. Well, same thing with colon cancers. The younger you are getting colon cancer, the worse it is. And very, very frightening. So waiting till you're 50 might be too late. Dr. James Church, a colorectal surgeon at Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, he was not involved in the study, but he said he's seen a trend in this. Last year on separate occasions, Church saw two 36-year-olds with stage 4 colon cancer. Yeah, I had I told you about that weightlifter that came in, was in his 20s, had some bleeding hemorrhoids. I go, look, you know, you have some bleeding. Even though it could be hemorrhoids, I need to make sure the blood's not coming from something else. And so I recommended that he had a colonoscopy. And the GI doctor calls me up going, you know, what made you send a 26-year-old to me? And I go, well, I know it was a soft referral, but he had some bleeding. He's like, no, thank God you did. He had colon cancer. And so, rectal and colon cancer is hitting younger people. Now, they said in this particular case where Dr. Church had two 36-year-olds, they both had young families, both little girls, and they lost their father in one case and their mother in the other. They said, it makes a big impact on me, he says, because it makes me keenly interested in trying to solve the issue. Everybody in colorectal surgery circles has seen increased incidence of colon cancer in the young, defined as younger than 50. So this new study, published Tuesday in the medical journal, JAMA, is a follow-up to one that found the incident rates of colorectal cancers are rising in Americans under 50. So the adults born in 1990 could have twice the risk of colon cancer and four times the risk of rectal cancer at the same age had they been born in 1950. Now, why? Well, my guess is it's all the crap we're eating. You know, we have a lot of nitrates and nitrites and a lot of food preservatives. You know, we're not going to the butcher like we did back in the 50s and get a piece of meat. And that was kind of a rarity, right? Getting a nice big piece of meat. Having red meat was maybe a once a week thing if you were lucky, you know, middle class and above. And, and then cooking it, you know, from raw, you know, adding some spices to it, et cetera, making a roast, all right? And, you know, that's what you would do with meat. Now we eat our hamburger patties and we eat, you know, chicken burgers and chicken sandwiches. And, you know, a lot of us are not getting our meat from a grocery store and cooking it. We're getting our meat from a restaurant. And these restaurants use preservatives. They're not getting raw meat that they're, you know, many of the meat are already prepackaged. And then look at how much we're eating red meat. Like I said, red meat used to be a rarity. Okay, now people are eating red meat and, you know, much more often than they should. So unfortunately with, you know, our type of eating habits, yeah, we're at risk. You know, and then a lot of people have blood in their stool, and they don't want to get screened. You know you've seen it. You've seen yourself bleed in the toilet, right? Do you go get yourself checked? No. No, I'm embarrassing, and it's embarrassing, and I don't want anybody looking at my butt, and I don't want a colonoscopy. You got to get yourself checked. Any blood in the stool, you need to see a gastroenterologist and get looked at. And even if somebody says, well, I tore when I pooped, or it was, I was constipated, I pushed and I had a hemorrhoid. True. All that could cause bleeding. But why were you constipated? Is it because you had to push around a mass that was in your colon? Now, also, HPV, human papillomavirus, could cause rectal cancer. A lot of people are having anal sex and, using toys and a variety of other things that could pass and transmit HPV. So that could cause cancer. So colorectal cancer includes both colon and rectal cancer. It is the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in women and the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in men. It's expected to result in about 50,000 deaths. Again, number one cancer for both sides is still lung cancer. So, changing your stool. So some people will say, well, look, you know, my stool is usually floating and all of a sudden now it looks like a pencil. Well, when you have stool, that looks like pencil thin, that could be because you have a mass or swelling in the area that's causing the stool like Play-Doh. You know when you squeeze Play-Doh? If you give a very, very small tube to allow it to squeeze through, it then makes that shape. That could be what's going on with the colon. I don't want everybody freaked out. A lot of us have pencil-thin stool. Some day it's big and clunky. Sometimes it's round. I hate the round. I hate the round, multiple beady kind because that hurts. You're trying to pass a corner, and that sucker hurts. So the other way is easier. Some of you just do basic wet diarrhea. Well, doing that all the time isn't healthy either. So any change in your stool from your norm, that's a concern. Any blood, any loss of appetite, feeling full, chronically constipated, or chronic diarrhea, those could be signs. And you got to get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Parasitic cyclospora infections are up 134% this summer alone. CNN is reporting that there were 206 cases of cyclospora infections reported by the CDC and prevention from the 1st of May to the beginning of August, 134% increased from the 88 cases reported over the same period. Cyclospora infections, or cyclosporiasis, are caused by an ingestion of the parasite Cyclospora chaetanensis, right? You get this from food or water. So it infects the small intestine. It could cause watery diarrhea, abdominal cramping, nausea, weight loss. And those who have these infections, they may not show symptoms right away. It could take about a week. And so many times people are like, well, what's going on here? I don't know why I have this. You know, because you think about what you ate the night before. You got to think back to about a week. So if untreated, the illness could last over a month, could continually cycle. So what we got to do is we got to collect your stool. We got to send it to a laboratory. Cases have been reported now across 27 states this summer. Only 18 cases resulted in hospitalization, but thank God nobody's died. And the cyclospora is most common in tropical and subtropical countries. But we have seen U.S. outbreaks because it's been linked to imported fresh produce like basil, cilantro, lettuce, raspberry, snow peas. And most of the cases we see is during the spring and summer. So Dr. Monica Parise, director of the CDC's Division of Parasitic Disease and Malaria, advises that the best way to prevent cyclosporiasis is to avoid food or water that could be contaminated. So you got to make sure you wash off your fruit and your food. Many times sanitization, chemical disinfection doesn't kill it. It's a parasite that's pretty resistant. And so, feel like you're, let's say, for example, some of these farmers market, like, oh, it's so fresh. Well, you got to wash that stuff off really good because something like that could hide out on it. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speaks
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A 10-year-old piece of dental braces was removed from a woman's intestine. This made news the other day. A woman in Australia had her braces come back to haunt her when the doctors discovered a piece of dental wire tearing through her abdomen. The wire had been in her digestive tract for over 10 years before she started showing symptoms. She was 30 when the report was written. She went to the emergency room after experiencing worsening abdominal pain for 2 days. At first, doctors thought the pain might be due to a gallstone, but a CT revealed a wire-shaped object in her small intestine. She underwent emergency surgery. The doctors found a 2.8-inch long, which is about 7 centimeters, piece of orthodontic wire in her intestine. The wire had pierced through several parts of her small intestine, so the intestine twisted upon itself. She said it had been a decade since she had worn braces, but she didn't remember ever swallowing a piece of wire or having a wire go missing. The wire was removed, and the woman, thank God, reportedly recovered without any further complications. So, this study was published in the August 7th Journal of BMJ Case Reports. Orthodontic metal pieces. You know, like my kids, they have braces. Oh, Lord, that was expensive. Oh, my gosh. Wow, braces are expensive. That really blew. I tell you, man, that blew. Anyway, so they had, and every now and then they're like, you know, I'm missing a bracket, Mom. Well, did you spit it out? Where is it? Oh, I don't know. And you always worry if they swallowed the stuff. But we're talking a 7-centimeter wire? I mean, that's kind of long. How would she not know? Wow, that's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sinead O'Connor is in the news, having posted a video, very tearful, discussing her mental illness. It's racked up at least about 1 million views now. She's the one that did the "Nothing Compares to You," that song. She's crying in a motel room and lamenting that her family has abandoned her in the wake of her mental health issues. She says, people who suffer from mental illness are the most vulnerable people on earth. You've got to take care of us. We're not like everybody. Using the hashtag #OneOfMillions, the 50-year-old performer said it was her hope that this video is somehow helpful. In the 12-minute video, she talks about being suicidal and feels like she is being punished for having mental illness. The only support she has, she said, is her psychiatrist and her doctor. She says, suddenly all the people who are supposed to be loving you or taking care of you treat you like blank, she said. If it was me, I'd be gone straight away back to my mom. So now, the first time her social media postings have caused alarm. Apparently, she posted that she had overdosed in the wake of a custody battle involving her youngest son and his father, Irish musician Donald Looney. And police later say they located her and that she was safe and sound. Was she the one that shaved her head on Saturday Night Live? I don't remember. Remember there was, I haven't really been following her career. But this is a shame. This is really, really a shame. And she brings up a very important subject that we don't like to talk about, that we need to. Why, when somebody has a mental illness, you shy from them. Again, that's an instinct. That's an evolutionarily advantageous instinct. If there's somebody that doesn't act, quote unquote, right, other animals, other human beings, nature will shy away from that entity. And the reason why is there's unpredictability with the moods. And we do abandon our family members with mental illness. And, you know, we have somebody in our family that had some, you know, pretty severe issues. And family members warned me to stay away because this person would sting me like a scorpion. Apparently, one of the family members told me the story about how, I don't know, I think it was a, I don't know if it was a frog. Maybe you guys know the story. Where a scorpion needed to get across the lake, asked the frog to take him, and don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. You're my buddy. You're helping me. Frog brings the scorpion across the lake, and the scorpion stings him anyway. And the frog, while he's dying, goes, why'd you do that? And the scorpion goes, well, because I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. And so people in the family told me that I need to be very careful of this other family member because of the potential sting. And so what ends up happening is the subject moves not from quote-unquote mental illness, but from protect yourself, get away. And this one particular person that did do harm to people in our family, extended family, wouldn't admit to having mental illness. And so this person was doing harm pretty severe harm, not enough to put them in jail, but, you know, wreaking havoc on employment and, you know, et cetera. And so rather than the family getting together to, you know, make sure this person got the mental help they need, everybody ran. And running and hiding is a defense mechanism. Meanwhile, the person with mental health issues finds themselves alone. And many times that person didn't want to do harm. Maybe they justify it. Maybe they're psychopaths. Maybe they justify what they're doing and they think they're correct. We talked about psychopaths yesterday on the show. But, you know, when you hear of these cases, I'm not saying that's what happened with Sinead O'Connor's family or whatever. But when you see these cases, because I, as a doctor, you know, somebody will come in with mental illness and they're like, my family abandoned me. And I'm like, those bastards, how could they abandon you? Well, when you get the backstory, that person with mental illness really did a lot of harm. And they're trying to protect their families. They're trying to stay away from the tornado. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, this is, it's frightening because mental illness is on the rise. And we have more and more people that have elements of it. And we now are identifying that these bad behaviors that people have and these bad things that people do are a sign of mental illness. But look at these cases where almost every day we're hearing of somebody doing a murder-suicide. Or shooting up the family, or killing the family, and then killing themselves, or even not killing themselves. And you go, oh my gosh, you know, did the family see the signs? Why didn't they get the hell away from that person? Well, when somebody has a mental illness and you love them, you stay close. So the conversation we have to have, which is a very difficult one, is while you're trying to stay close and help these people with mental illness, what do you do to make sure they don't turn around and kill you or do more harm? You know, we used to institutionalize people. We don't do that anymore because it's cruel. But maybe we have people out there that really cannot be out there in society. But then the question is, what if they stop taking their medication? If they stop taking their medication, where's the checks and balances of that? So I don't know what the answer is. On one end, we cannot leave family members who have mental illness alone. You can't do that. On the other end, we all need to protect ourselves. And, you know, if you think there's a family member that could be suicidal, you need to report it. If you have a family member that you think will be homicidal, you have to report it. But people want to protect their family. They're like, nah, I've seen them get mad, but I don't think they're going to kill anybody, are they? I mean, we've seen people get mad. I mean, you see anybody get mad, you're like, man, that person's going to bring the rain. So you also don't want to, you know, be calling 911 every day. But it's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.